The bomber apparently detonated a car packed with explosives as Canadian troops traveled along the main road leading from the capital to the American military base in Bagram. Officials said the blast killed the suicide bomber and a local Afghan man. The Canadians reportedly escaped any serious injury. NATO spokesman Major Luke Knittig says international peacekeepers moved in quickly to secure the area.
We have put a quick reaction force at the scene that is providing investigative and medical assistance.
The early morning attack was the latest in a string of suicide bombings in recent days. Officials count at least 5 attacks in the last 2 days and more than 20 in the last 2 months. Taliban insurgents recently vowed to intensify their 4-year-old fight against the U.S.-backed central government. The hardline Islamic group took control of Afghanistan in the late 1990s, providing sanctuary to Osama bin Laden and his al-Qaeda terrorist organization. The Taliban was driven from power in 2001 by a U.S.-led invasion. Earlier this year, fugitive Taliban officials claimed they had recruited some 200 suicide bombers to attack government and foreign military targets. But Afghan and coalition officials say their development and peacekeeping projects will go ahead as planned. Major Knittig, the NATO spokesman, says national and international forces are ready for whatever the Taliban has in store.
It is part of a test that we fully expected, and you're seeing growing capability, particularly from the Afghan security forces, to deal with this kind of threat.
NATO currently has around 10,000 troops in Afghanistan and will add another 5,000 later this year when it expands its security force to the country's southern and eastern provinces. Last year, approximately 1,600 people in Afghanistan were killed by insurgent-related violence, the highest number since the invasion. More than 300 have been killed so far this year, including 15 American and at least 7 Canadian soldiers. Benjamin Sand, VOA News, Islamabad.